Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, it's not just Friday. It's follow-up Friday, where we follow up on things that came up here during the week. And I'm not sure if you heard, but Scott McClellan has written a book. Did you know that? And as you probably have heard both on our show on Wednesday and also pretty much everywhere else you could possibly get your news, the hype over Mr. McClellan's tell-all about his days as President Bush's press secretary started early this week when Politico.com somehow got their hands on a copy of the book a few days before it was supposed to be released to the press or appear on shelves. Politico published those few excerpts, and the buzz machine was in full swing. This is like the adult version of Harry Potter, you know? No one actually has their hands on the book, but everyone has an opinion. So joining us now is someone who is at the center of this firestorm and actually wrote about it months ago when it first started to simmer. He is Peter Osnos, founder and editor of Public Affairs Books, which published McClellan's book. Hi, Peter. Welcome to WNYC. I guess it's been a busy week for you.
Oh, it's been lively. Thank you, Brian.
So this book I'm holding in my hand right now, am I supposed to have it?
Yes. Well, you are now. What we'd originally done is try, and perhaps in retrospect was a somewhat naive effort, to be fair to everybody. We wanted to have the books distributed fully all across the country to big stores and small stores, and then get it to all the reporters more or less at the same time, which would have been midweek, so they'd have a couple of days to write their stories, and then the whole thing would start on Sunday. But one store in Washington sold one copy to a Politico reporter who, by 7 o'clock Tuesday night, had posted his story called the book Scathing. I was very relieved that he didn't say it was dull.
And you can't be too upset about all this prior buzz.
I'm not upset. No, I'm. You know, anybody who's realistic understands that in today's world, everything is sort of a circus. But it isn't fair that some people got a chance to read the book and before they wrote about it. And but what amazed me, Brian, which you hinted at in the opening, was that the first posting was about 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. By 10 o'clock, the cable shows in particular, but then the blogs as well, were absolutely teeming with commentary of various kinds and opinions and everything. Nobody, I can tell you, at that moment, outside the offices of public affairs, no more than 10 people in the entire 300 million of the United States had read the book. And yet it was the subject of extraordinary amounts of opinions and comments, just based on the fragments that Politico had posted. And what also struck me about it, of course, is that Politico is a website that a year ago did not exist. And here it was driving all the momentum on a story which, let's face it, after all, is very consequential. An insider in the White House made some very tough judgments about the president he served and the people around him.
But
that
let me defend
an important story. A, it was a circus, mm-hmm. and B, nobody had read the book.
So, if I was going to defend cable news and the blogosphere here, and there may be something to defend, if Politico puts out clips in which Scott McClellan, with the role that he played in the Bush White House and during the war, and Valerie Plame and all that, said that his boss, the President of the United States, used propaganda, and that word was in that original excerpt, to sell the war to the American people, and the title of the book includes the word deception, then, that's on its face, even without the rest of the context, that's news to discuss.
I don't disagree with it. It's a legitimate story. But what was happening is everybody was demanding that Scott stand up and speak. We had an interesting discussion in the office about it. Sky, just, FYI, as a bit of personal context, I've been, more or less in this line of work for over 40 years. I was at the Washington Post for 18 years. Mm-hmm. I've been publishing books for 25 years. I've done all kinds of books that are in this category, including, press secretaries and White House insiders. And I'm the guy who published the book that got McNamara to say the Vietnam War was wrong.
Right.
I'm not unfamiliar with this kind of vituperation. Okay. But we were sitting in the office and we were trying to decide how do we, you know, how do we deal with the fact that everybody had an opinion on the book, and they all wanted Scott. And we thought about it and finally decided that the best answer, at least for the first day, was to say, Scott has written a book. It says what he wanted to say. Read the book first before you ask him to defend it, because it's really not appropriate or fair to Scott to ignore the actual book and just go with, let's face it, the heat.
Right. Now, the craziness over this book started long before this week. You wrote a blog post last November about how the blogosphere picked up on a few quotes that appeared in your spring catalog before the book was even finished being written. And in it, back in November, you in this article that you know you responded with, you wrote that within 24 hours, quote, Google News recorded 625 stories in which I was a public affairs spokesman, based on a quote to Bloomberg News, the first agency to reach me. There were 16 pieces on CNN. Household broadcast names called me in the office at home for comment, unquote. Now, all of this just based on a few lines that appeared in your catalog?
Right. The catalog, every catalog, as you doubtless know, has a, you know, a little forecast of the coming books. And there was 132 words, as I recall, from the book, in which Scott said that he had basically been told to go out and tell people about Valerie Plame, which wasn't true. And he was saying that he had been misled by the president, the vice president, Rove, Andy Card, was it fifth? Did I say five? Anyway.
Yeah, and again, I say that's news.
We didn't dispute that.
I saw your catalog, I would have called you.
Hey, we'll put you on the list, Brian. look, we didn't say it wasn't news. And remember, I wasn't complaining. The column that I write, which is for the Century Foundation, is a column called Platform, and it's about media. And one of the things I try to do is try to understand what's happening. We're living in an extraordinarily fast-moving world. I like to say that when we published McNamara in 95, it was also incredibly controversial from the left, from the right. Everybody denounced it and so forth, all of which was transmitted to us by fax. Because in 1995, there was no email. There was one cable channel. There was no Amazon. AOL was incipient. The world was a different place. And it's extraordinary that all the velocity, all the pace, all the momentum, and to some extent all the hysteria is generated now by much of the new stuff that didn't exist a few years ago.
And as you wrote in that column, the blogosphere and cable news live on vituperation and frenzy.
Well, that's true. I mean, The extraordinary thing is that things are now cast in vastly more personal terms. You know, Wall Street Journal's editorial this morning calls me left-wing, which is actually an improvement from the last time they wrote an editorial by which they called me Marxist-leaning. But I got them to apologize for that. I don't know what to do about left-wing. But
in fact, let me play you some of the clips of what's out there this morning. This is someone on Fox News, I'm not sure who, talking about why he thinks McClellan wrote this book.
The problem is that Scott left. He was disgruntled, and a publisher got to him and waved a lot of money, I'm sure, in front of him, and he took the bait, and that is just unfortunate.
That was Brad Blakeman, a former White House staffer on Fox News. So this goes into your kitchen. Is that how this came about?
First of all, Public Affairs is, as of yesterday, an 11-year-old independent publishing company. And anybody in the publishing world will tell you that no one has ever written a book at Public Affairs for the money.
Will you disclose how much McClellan was paid?
McClellan was paid what we pay, which is in the five-figure arena. Certainly no more than the six, you know, celebrated six-figure grant. I don't believe we've ever paid, you know, more than $100,000. Most books are
that's
in the
$30,000
range. It's a business strategy for us. If you're a small, independent publisher, you don't throw money at books. What you try to do is choose the books you want to publish very carefully. Again, if you allow me to just toot our little horn a bit, this is, if Scott's book works on the Times bestseller list, it'll be our fourth New York Times bestseller this year. First one was Muhammad Yunus, the Nobel Prize winner, micro-lending pioneer.
And I'm proud to say we had him on the show.
And he's magnificent.
In the 90s, long
That's
before
right. Well,
anybody...
I published him in the 90s.
Yeah.
So And the second is Charles Morris's $1 trillion meltdown, which is the first and best book on the current financial travails.
Sure.
The third is George Soros, with whom I've had a long-term relationship as both a publisher and now personal friend.
And that's another thing that's coming up on talk radio now. On the conservative shows, they're saying, oh, this is a Soros book. That explains
right.
it.
Right. Well, I can assure you, 100%, that George Soros had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with this book in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, I can understand how people would connect those dots, because that's the way the world works.
If it came out, if there was a, you know, anti-Democratic Party book that came out in HarperCollins, people would say, oh, that's Murdoch book.
Yeah, but, you know, Murdoch also publishes Michael Moore and a dozen other. There was a great graphic last night on one of the shows showing all the books that O'Reilly was railing on about left-wing publishers. And they showed, O'Reilly is published by HarperCollins, and they showed who else is published by HarperCollins, Michael Moore. But here's the zinger, Brian.
Yeah.
We also publish Natan Sharansky, the Russian, now Israeli, dissident. And his last book, The Case for Democracy.
Very pro-Bush. He was on this show for that,
yeah.
too.
The Case for Democracy. Bush said it was the most important book he'd ever read.
That's right. One more, though. Ari Fleischer, McClellan's predecessor as White House spokesman, speaking on TV.
And I talked to Scott yesterday, and Scott did tell me that his editor, and this is Scott's words, tweaked some things closely in the last few months. And I think what did happen, Bill, was the book was pretty well done and set, and Scott went back in. And I think his editor wrote a lot of it.
So, Ari Fleischer, actually, on Bill O'Reilly's radio show, to be accurate, I think his editor wrote a lot of it.
No, that's nonsense. Ari Fleischer wrote a book when he left the White House, and nobody cared. And I can tell you that Ari Fleischer's the money dangled in front of Ari Fleischer was vastly greater than the paltry sums dangled in front of McClellan. He wrote his book. He had editorial help, because all authors should. It was a difficult thing for Scott to do. And as he worked on the book, he felt more and more clearly about what his judgments were. And I've done this before with authors where they don't really know when they sit down to write what they're going to say exactly. You know, they know the experience that they want to relate, but they don't do the judgments. It's not until you get to the end of the book and you sit with them across the table and you say, you've got to make a judgment about Karl Rove. Did he lie to you? What was it ultimately that you felt about this president? Remember, the book is called What Happened for a Reason. Because that was the question that we put to Scott at the beginning of the process. Tell us what happened. How did this crowd get to Washington saying what they said about how they would run the country and do it so differently? That's the question we wanted to have answered. And I think one of the reasons people were reacting to the book the way they did is because everybody wonders that.
Peter Osnos, founder and publisher of Public Affairs Books. Keep sending us those catalogs, okay?
I'll do that, Brian.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. A lot more to come, including live coverage in a few minutes of Mayor Bloomberg and Governor Patterson holding a news conference on the crane collapse on the Upper East Side. Stay with us.